This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, April 22, year 2007, and we're going to do a little housekeeping here before we get to our guest, which is Professor Gerald Oldman, who is the dean of the Santa Clara Law School in California. Tomorrow is the national truck out for the truckers across America to protest the what is affectionately called the Texas Highway. What we're having as an addendum to this is that I want to bring up to the Parker Pathway audience that the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, under the auspices of the NAFTA Treaty and the Security Prosperity Partnership Agreement, which was made for North America to have this highway from Mexico through the United States to Canada, want to place a restriction on vitamins and supplements and have it under the United Nations. This is called the Codex Alimentarius Commission by the Food and Agriculture Organization and in the World Health Organization within the United Nations. Now, I've been in the World Health Organization a long time ago, and I can tell you right now, there are other agendas afoot for real. The response date was the 20th of this month. For some miracle of which I will never understand how I was able to put my little two cents in to some congressman, it is now the 30th of April for open public comment on the fact of having the FDA place vitamins and supplements as a drug and place it under international cartel. What they want to do is have water as a drug. The Washington number to call is 202-224-3121, and you can ask for any congressman there. That's the central line, and express your view concerning this. I'm also going to give you and expose the thing I don't want you to know, which is the docket number. The docket number for this international agreement to curtail vitamins and supplements is docket number 2006-D-04-80, and this is called the Alternate Medical Products Agreement under NAFTA, and this is to suppress a 1994 rule which was made and placed under executive order under the President of the United States to be under the President's control. When we get back from the break, we're going to introduce our guest and also bring up some other important Earth Day issues for about a minute or so, and then we'll get into our very eclectic, powerful interview.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabyte link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
This is Dr. Wynn Parker, Parker Pathways, to my Parker Pathway listeners. I wanted to mention that our guest is the dean of the law school at Santa Clara, California. I want to make a mention that an attorney by the name of Joe Cotchett was honored at Santa Clara University as the Distinguished Advocate for the year 2007, and he was considered one of the best trial lawyers in the United States, and as a lead trial lawyer in the civil lawsuit filed by the ex-CIA officer of labor, name is Valerie Plame Wilson, and her husband, who was a former ambassador, Joseph Wilson IV, against officials in the Bush administration. I hope I'm working from memory on that, but good morning, Jerry. How are you?
It's great to be with you.
Yeah, I'm really, really honored to have you here. I know that they all say Joe Cotchett is a leader and the best advocate, but in my world, you're the one. I've seen, you know, I regard you highly, and you got a good legal will and mind, and I think the audience needs to touch base with a person like yourself.
Well, thank you.
And another aspect is to give us a nice, a clear platform of what you've been up to since a long time ago when you wrote that evidentiary tactics in the O.J. Simpson trial, and what you've been doing since and what you have on your mind. And we have a lot to cover today, everything from forensic science to gene pools for tracking folks that have broke the law internationally, and a lot of mishaps that have occurred in the legal system that need to be corrected, you might have some ideas about. So the forum is yours, Jerry.
Thank you, Wynn. Last 10 years, it's hard to believe it's been 10 years since the O.J. trial. I start talking about the trial, and then I realize the students I'm talking to were probably in the fourth grade when when the trial was happening.
I know.
I'm back teaching full-time at Santa Clara. I teach evidence and criminal procedure. I've taken up the cause of medicinal marijuana. I've taken five cases on in the last 10 years, including one that went to the U.S. Supreme Court and one that went to the California Supreme Court to protect the rights of patients having access to marijuana for medicinal purposes. And then the last 2 years, I have taken on another job of serving as executive director for a state commission that was set up here in California to look at the causes of wrongful convictions. And our commission is issuing reports and sponsoring legislation. We have three bills pending in the state legislature right now to deal with problems of eyewitness identification, problems of false confessions, problems of jail snitch testimony.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much what I've been up to.
Yeah. Well, that I consider this whole thrust of wrongful convictions and eyewitnesses and all the rest of it as a basket that of issues in justice that spills over into what I call a 21st century technology of DNA and gene science, the whole concept of information technology.
Absolutely.
You know,
I mean, the DNA has been a fantastic tool to free the innocent as well as convict the guilty. I mean, we're this week going to have our 200th DNA exoneration in the United States of somebody who was wrongfully convicted, serving a sentence or in many cases on death row, when testing absolutely cleared them from any involvement in the crime that they were convicted for.
Yeah.
And when we go back and look at those cases and try to figure out what went wrong, the amazing thing is that in 80% of them, there was a mistaken identification by an eyewitness. In a very high proportion of them, 15%, there was a false confession. That is, the person who was convicted admitted to something they did not do.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of coercive police questioning.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the death cases, 40% of the death cases involve jail snitch testimony. So we're looking at each of those issues, and there are things we can do, I think, to reduce the risks of wrongful convictions based on eyewitness identification. A lot of research has been done to show that if the police officer who administers a lineup or a photo display knows who the suspect is, there are lots of subtle ways to communicate that and steer the witness to a particular photo or a particular suspect. So
mm-hmm.
I recommend that they be double blind. That is, the person doing the lineup or presenting the photo should not even know who the suspect is.
Yes, that's right. And I've seen the software and the development on the international identification models for face computerization on, similar to computational chemistry, where you're designing a molecule, which I'm very familiar with, is what I do, and I've seen some of this really exquisite ways of doing just exactly what you say, where you isolate out the various faces. They're doing this in France and Germany. It's really very very good. In fact, it's being integrated into cancer, various facial tumors and tongue tumor. I know that's a jump, but it's working into the search for artificial intelligence to work other ways to not make those kind of mistakes you're talking about. Very quickly, I want to jump back on something that you said about marijuana. When I was a budding third-year resident, I was offered a very prestigious fellowship for $500 at Dow Chemical. $500 was a fortune then. I mean, you know, and we were working on tetrahydrocannabinol.
Wow.
Yeah, and of course those were the days when we discovered at least 1,000 tetrahydrocannabinols. There was close to 1,500 actually in marijuana. But what came out of that we the public didn't know, and this is why I support what you're talking about, is that on clinical trials, now it's very sophisticated. You know, you had clinical trials for various types of lymphosarcomas and megaloglia sarcomas, which are cancers of the nerve system. it's quite surprising the gray areas in there where healing does occur. And, of course, it's all related to the brain chemistry and the serotonins and the dopamines and all that. But
well, the clients I represent don't even assert that marijuana is necessarily going to cure them of any disease. They want to use it to control pain, to control nausea.
That's right.
While they're going through chemotherapy, AIDS patients. I mean, these are people who are in a lot of pain and get no relief from modern medicine, and marijuana does relieve their pain. And what's disappointing to me is that so little of the research that confirms the medicinal qualities of marijuana has gone on in the United States. It's all going on in Europe and Spain.
That's right.
And
that's exactly right.
And the reason is the government just won't even permit these researchers to get a supply of marijuana to conduct their research. It's mm-hmm. ridiculous.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, of course, under the National Institute of Health guidelines for research, it's all based upon pharmaceutical models. And the other issue is that they won't recognize the animal models that were done during my day, which were very conclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Of neurotoxicity suppression in the Worcester rat. I remember those discussions and how we went through that. A lot of that material we couldn't publish because no peer-reviewed journal like the Journal of Cancer, I can remember, you know, wouldn't print it.
Mm.
And I'm very high on the. In fact, I didn't realize it how powerful this drug can go. I mean, if you. It's really a pain suppression to me, as far as I'm concerned, for people that are suffering today, is one of the top issues that people have.
Yeah.
And they're trying to aspire to taking aspirin. Of course, aspirin now is being discovered to be good for all various types of respiratory diseases and possible retina repair of the eye.
Yeah,
and so, but essentially,
and many of the patients we represent are actually hospice patients. I mean, these are people who are terminally ill, and to say, you know, there's a risk that if they smoke marijuana, they'll damage their health, is preposterous. I mean, these are people who are preparing for their death. They don't want to be zonked out on morphine. They can't even communicate with their families.
That's right.
So if they can minimize the use of morphine by supplementing it with marijuana to control their pain, they can remain conscious and they can control the circumstances of their death.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And a lot of the AIDS patients, of course, are on nearly 28 drugs a day. And if you look at the pill tray, you know, it's and that's what got me started in the toxicity of the body, which led me to what I talk about now, which is the toxicity of water in the body.
Mm.
We're going to come back from the break, and we're going to pursue this and take up the idea of prisoners' claims and other kinds of issues you just brought up.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker here, and it's April 22. Year 2007. This is Earth Day, and I would have a lot of comments to make about Earth Day. How much groundwater is being taken out in certain places, how much contamination is involved with certain things that are involved with pollutions and other aspects of environment. However, as my listeners know, I'm talking about what goes on inside the human body. My original editorial in the year 2003, chloramine causes collateral health damage, is now translated in other languages around the world. And you know, my quest is to make sure that we have disinfectants and bromides and other iodic acids taken out of the water. But what brought me to the guest today was something that is, I consider, right in tune with the concept of, if you're going to determine a disease state, or if you're going to determine someone's identity, you have to have a not just a small tank of purified water. You have to have a body that you can identify certain types of interfering products with the DNA. This is something that's not being, it's being researched, I know, you know, in a big way, in terms of DNA, but we're talking about DNA and disease and identification because there's an enormous amount of work that's being done on gene therapy as a new trend in medicine. You cannot do that work if our water supply and our inside, what goes in our body, which is explained in my editorial, which, by the way, is on the homepage of republicbroadcasting.org. And I understand there have been quite a few hits on that. I don't want to repeat the number because a lot of times here, but it's quite substantial. But there's a lot of law that needs to be worked out to be able to cover these issues. And for anyone that wishes to call in on the show, it's 800-313-9443. And the other side of the coin is where our guest is talking about wrongful convictions. I don't know. By the way, Jerry, the audience may think that you we had pre-planned our marijuana discussion, but we hadn't.
No.
And there's a lot to say about the chemistry of that and how it relates, and we'll bring it up later in the next hour because it ties in with something else about DNA I want to bring up.
Sure.
Now there's a I don't know if you're familiar, Jerry, with the Jarvis Master, the California Supreme Court, about Jarvis Master, and he has an appeal in the California Supreme Court based on exactly what you're talking about. It's saying that there were three fellow inmates who testified against him at trial and in the penalty phase recanted their testimony, and all his co-defendants submitted statements saying Masters had not been involved in the murder of someone in the prison. And this was at San Quentin Prison. This was reported in an English newspaper in England on March 10th of this year. Nothing in our papers.
Interesting.
And I just found this to be interesting until there was a small footnote, a very tiny print. It said, last month's order involved a separate habeas corpus filing with the Supreme Court, usually which denies such a hearing. Inmates often allege facts outside the trial record to try to show that their rights were violated, such as suppression of evidence or misconduct by prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what intrigues me, and I'd like to have your opinion, is what do you think of Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General of the United States, saying that the Constitution doesn't guarantee habeas corpus? That's my question.
Well,
the audience really wants to know that, by the way.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me explain the importance of habeas corpus. So many of the circumstances of wrongful conviction just don't come to light in the normal trial and appeal. We found a very high proportion of cases where innocent people have been convicted. They did not have competent representation. They had a lawyer, but the lawyer didn't investigate the case or raise the legal issues that he or she should have.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the cases involved prosecutorial misconduct where exculpatory evidence is withheld and not turned over to the defense. A number of cases have involved misconduct or negligence, even by criminalists, with respect to the testing that they've done and the results that they report.
Mm-hmm.
None of that comes to light until an investigation is done after conviction,
mm-hmm.
And that's what leads to the habeas corpus.
Yeah, that's what the audience really needs to hear from you. And how we're going to come back. We're going to have a very short break, and then we'll have a little more time to go into this after the break, if you'd be kind enough to carry this through, because I found the Attorney General's comment to be very interesting.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073. 3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Year 2007. Our guest today is Professor Gerald Ullman, who is professor of law extraordinaire. Jerry, you know the book The Innocent Man by John Grisham, because you told me about it, and I was very impressed with this book because as I was reading it, and I felt it expressed really your quest. I recommend this book for my listeners, I was really stunned on the level of how the prosecutors and the judges literally ignored the law. Is just a simple way to say it. I mean, in the Innocent Man book by John Grisham, people would have to read the book to understand how an innocent man was convicted by junk science. And the thing is, the whole issue here of convicting a mental incompetent person is a denial of due process in the United States Bishop versus the USA case. But the whole thing, the United States Supreme Court, I believe, yeah, they passed Bishop versus USA. But the whole thing is this habeas corpus issue and the attitude of attorneys in prosecution is something I'd like to ask you if you have any feel about that. I'm appalled, really, at how this has just gone south. I mean, I had two shows ago I was talking about political judges, I called them. Yeah. How it is in the country today that the judges have become politicians.
Well, the Innocent Man is a terrific example, because there you have Ron Williamson coming within 5 days of being executed, and his life literally was saved by a federal habeas corpus petition.
Right. That's
in,
right. That's
in federal court. Yeah, the judge concluded that he did not have competent representation at his trial, and sends it back for a new trial, and they finally do DNA testing, and it completely clears him and shows that the guy who actually did the murder was the snitch who testified against him. It's just a stunning example of what goes wrong in these cases and how important habeas corpus is as a remedy in these cases. You talk about political judges. We're seeing a very high rate of state death judgments being set aside in federal court. And you know why? The reason is that federal judges are independent. Federal judges don't have to worry about the next election
mm-hmm.
when they reverse a death sentence. But
mm-hmm.
state judges are all elected.
Yeah.
For example, here in California, we had three Supreme Court justices thrown off the court, largely because they were reversing too many death penalty cases. So overnight, the rate of affirmance of death judgments in California went from 40% to 95%. So you have a state Supreme Court that is literally upholding just about every death judgment. And when those cases get to federal court, they take a closer look and come to different conclusions very often, usually on the question of whether the errors infected the outcome of the case, as to whether a jury would have given the death penalty if, in fact, they had known about some information that was withheld or whatever. And, you know, when those cases are reversed, 80% of them, the death sentence is not imposed on the retrial.
Mm-hmm.
So habeas becomes just an important, essential tool to maintaining the credibility of our justice system. And yet, we have seen in the last 10 years just an incredible cutting back and limiting of the habeas remedy. Congress enacted the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act 10 years ago, which has really cut down on the availability of habeas for not just death sentences, but for all sentences coming out of state courts. Last year, Congress limited habeas for any of the prisoners who are confined at Guantanamo. So, you know, we've just seen this kind of anti-habeas flood of legislation coming from Congress that is really jeopardizing, I think, the ability for an innocent person to be exonerated.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, and I think there's some congressmen who are saying that habeas corpus can only be used if there's an invasion or rebellion in the United States. What do you think of that?
It's the opposite, that it can be suspended. I mean, what the Constitution says is that habeas corpus can only be suspended in the case of an invasion. And it was suspended during the Civil War, but we don't have anywhere near the conditions
mm-hmm.
that would lead to any suspension of habeas corpus.
I was reading Senator Specter's response to the Attorney General Gonzalez, and the Attorney General is saying, there's no express grant of habeas in the Constitution. There's a prohibition against taking it away.
Yeah.
And Senator Specter said, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. The Constitution says you can't take it away except in cases of rebellion or invasion.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that mean you have the right of habeas corpus unless there's an invasion or rebellion? Attorney General Gonzalez, I meant by that comment, the Constitution doesn't say every individual in the United States or every citizen is hereby granted or assured the right to habeas. Doesn't say that. It simply says the right of habeas corpus shall not be suspended or except. And then Senator Specter said, You may be treading on your interdiction and violating common sense, Mr. Attorney General. And I thought that was saying it, you know?
Yeah.
One of the We have a lot to cover on genetics and the rest of it. I'm gonna jump back into your arena of the O.J. Simpson trial on something that is in the law and science. We're also getting in the area of which one of my PhDs is in clinical medical science, and in fact I help invent medical tests to test human beings. Mm-hmm. And I want to tie it in with the book on the innocent man. This is very general because, but it goes to the core of something else that's very troubling. There's some brilliant arguments made about contamination of evidence,
mm-hmm.
Which you obviously know very much about. But I just want you to bear with me for a minute. This is, you see, the whole concept of the admissibility of DNA evidence in federal courts. I'm not telling you what you don't know, but the audience, I'm setting this up so that you can answer the audience, is based upon a federal rule called the Evidence Rule 702.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it specifies, as you know, the subject of the expert testimony must be with scientific knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the whole process, that's the Daubert case, which you can go into. But what I was impressed with was the concept of bringing in cross-contamination of samples,
mm-hmm.
in that O.J. Simpson trial.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a potential here for false results, as you know, and also presenting different type of alleles, they're called, on the DNA strands and the rest of it. Now, I'm going to give you a down-home fellow watching it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a cup of coffee. I'm listening to the prosecution in the O.J. Simpson trial, and they have this big poster board, which was there, that showed the different chromosomes and the genes that were there, and they were talking about all of this business of the similarities, that this was really came from O.J. Simpson and the rest of it. And I turn to my partner, my significant other, who knows that I'm totally, only 4 days behind the state of the art in this field. Some days you're 6 months behind, but you know what I mean? And I said, "Do you see what I see?" I said, "They got on that board, that looks like a different ethnic blood type. I mean, that looks totally different. That is, you know, because there's certain proteins that, as you know, there's certain proteins that are significant for certain groups of people. They're born out as a genetic code, as a gene pool." And I said, that can't be the guy's blood, is the way I put it. You know, I take a sip of coffee and let it go. And I don't believe that no one picked up on until later on there was a concept of the cross-contamination issue.
Yeah.
And then I'm reading The Innocent Man, and I'm horrified at the fact that prosecutors to this day, this is a recent book, I mean, you know, we're talking about, just looking at it, not as a scientist, just as a regular person sitting, drinking my coffee and reading your book, you know, reading the book, you know. And I'm thinking, how could it be that this is happening again, and it's also happening in this Masters case, mm-hmm. In San Quentin, the same thing? And I'm thinking to myself, in your opinion, Jerry, what do you think goes in the minds of people when they look at science? I mean, it's like this morning. There was the whole discussion of the Supreme Court decision on the Clean Air Act, mm-hmm. and saying, well, the EPA has to make a decision about air pollutants. But the whole point was, in the footnotes, those folks on the Supreme Court don't have any science background.
Yeah, yeah.
See?
That's a tremendous challenge for the legal system, because today the lawyers and the judges need to understand the science. We're having stuff brought into courtrooms by lawyers who don't even understand it, so they don't properly challenge it. The amazing thing about the whole O.J. trial was there really was no challenge to the science. the whole theory of the defense was DNA is great if you know how to use it.
Yeah.
But if you put it in the hands of incompetents,
mm-hmm.
who don't know what they're doing and don't know how to preserve the samples and contaminate the samples, you can't trust the results. And I think it opened the door to the need for a lot more training, a lot more effort to bring criminalists up to speed. I think we've seen a good deal of improvement in the last 10 years, but we're still not there yet.
Mm-hmm. I have been toying with the idea of I'm not announcing this on air or anything. It's just because it's you and I talking and a few people out there in the hinterland who are listening intently. I've always thought that there should be special judges. I don't know if they should be administrative judges in these matters, but be science oriented. To have special kinds of courts, like patent courts. You know, I analyze intellectual property valuations to see if they're valuable or not,
mm-hmm.
and I specialize in genetic engineering to analyze intellectual property. But the person at the other end, even the patent examiners with my own patents, they don't understand what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no disparaging process to them. It's just that the state of the art bounces off and off the moon every day in these areas. But I always think there should be. What do you think of that idea? I mean,
I think it's a very good idea. In fact, it's catching on. There are a number of states now that are setting up forensic science commissions to look at the admissibility of scientific evidence. In Texas, for example, when they discovered that the evidence they've been presenting for years and years in arson cases to suggest that a fire was deliberately set was
mm-hmm.
based on false premises, and
mm-hmm.
there's no scientific reliability to the evidence that they were presenting. And as a result, someone on Texas's death row was actually wrongfully executed based on this kind of evidence. So the Texas legislature responded by creating this new forensic science commission. There's been a similar commission established in New York and Virginia to put some scientists in charge of making judgments about what kind of evidence is reliable and should be presented in court.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I'm trying to write a tutorial. I don't know if anyone will ever read it, but you know, it's taking on the area of this what I call clinical science and law together to have a little tutorial. I know there are a lot of books written about forensic evidence and science, but the whole problem here is that there isn't any way to apply it, in the present world. And I know I'm glad to hear that you feel that there's a trend in there, because now I wrote this editorial which I referred to, which was just the tip of the iceberg concerning adding ammonia to chlorine to the drinking water to try to kill Cryptosporidium and Giardia lambia, which is really an organism for the liver, in effect, but it has a lot of implications for producing very toxic byproducts called trihalomethanes. And these go inside the body and can cause some real damage if you have a low immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote and I created a word called bioaccumulation, and I felt that it explained quite fully the effect on the pancreas of a human, these drinking water contaminants and the rest of it. And so I immediately was attacked by the American Medical Association, the Real Estate Board, which, by the way, didn't want to have anybody talk about contaminated water and real estate developments,
mm-hmm.
and because they said, you know, because I was talking about babies. But now my word has been accepted in forensic evidence. Bioaccumulation, full effect of toxic relationships to the human body. That happened a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I could walk away right now, Jerry, and consider I'd done something, you know. I'd like to come back on the other end of the break as we finish off this 1 hour and get some more comments concerning the tort reform system.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're on the last few minutes of hour one with our guest, Professor Gerald Ullman, who is the dean of the law school at Santa Clara, California. And, Jerry, we can't cover it in 5 minutes, but we're going to set it up for the next hour concerning what are called biogene pools, DNA related to various criminal technique activities and detection of the advanced work. And I'll give you the leads on some of the things you bring in your knowledge. And I'm also interested in any expanded ideas that you have in the next hour concerning grand jury leaks, if you have any further thoughts about that. By the way, the Jarvis Master case on habeas corpus number, if anyone in the audience wants to look it up, it's Masters. Habeas corpus, the number is S130495. It's quite interesting, and it substantiates an enormous amount of thought that our guest, Jerry, has concerning wrongful convictions that are turned around. What I want to cover on the next hour, but you can give some comments if you can, on the tort system being a threat in our present culture. There are a lot of people that are saying that there are lots of liability problems and the debilitating tort payouts is the key sentence that a lot of people are writing about. But I just wondered what you think about that. Is the tort system gone to pot?
I don't think so. I think a lot of tort reform is simply motivated by the dollar sign. It's really important, I think, because of the function it serves in allowing access to court to prove claims that can't be advanced in any other way. I mean, when you look, let's talk about groundwater. My God, the tort recoveries that we've had for contaminated groundwater have been revelations. I mean, a lot of this information was suppressed, people's lives ruined, but for the energy and creativity of tort lawyers, a lot of this stuff never would have been exposed.
Mm-hmm. I know when I went out the door in the year 2003, exposing the contaminants of groundwater, well water, and riparian rights, and its effect on health and medicine, it was a total shock. Mm-hmm. It was like I was talking about the moon. And since that time, you're absolutely right. Of course, a lot of these larger companies have been trying to settle on the side, and then of course the developers still build over the contaminated area. This has been going on, continuously, as you know.
Sure.
I have to ask this question because it leads up to the other issues of the concept of DNA work and toxicology and the other issues of what does one do? This is Earth Day, and so everybody's talking about how they're going to be sufficiently green without taking a look at what they're drinking and eating.
Mm-hmm.
And medicine is replete today with people that are very ill for reasons of which no one wants to accept, particularly the exclusion of what I call of the clinical oncologist about the immune system.
Yeah.
And this is something I absolutely would like to cover in the next hour.